I'm just, a little overwhelmed. not having gotten into it, as I say. Well, the times I get Playboy, I sort of insist that someone in Women's Lib buy it for me. Anytime I've ever gotten Playboy, I've insisted that someone in Women's Liberation buy it for me to prove how liberated they are. Saves me a dollar. And,
the Women's Liberation thing has a lot to do with it.
Tell me about it on the phone. They were throwing brassieres at you, you said?
A lot of girls gave you brassieres.
Were they taking them off right there, or just they brought them with them?
Pardon me?
Were they taking them off right there, or they brought them with them?
Oh, yeah, they took them off right there.
Now, if you're putting stuff in it, lots of milk and sugar and things.
Lots of milk and sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah. How would they do that?
How did you know that?
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
I like Turkish probably real well. Arab
The only Arab prophet I had was in Morocco, and I had about a half inch of oil floating on the top.
Oh, good Lord. That was Morocco right there. Half inch of oil on the top. You got the whole picture right there. You can usually get a pretty good rundown off of those cards they keep in the motels, too, as to what the agenda will be in the different areas you go to.
How's that?
Well, they usually display it right out front. They have a girl holding an orange in a bolero or something. The little Easter grass in the background, and somebody washing a cocker spaniel, and one of those black and white old-fashioned dogs.
Mm-hmm.